Hey guys, welcome back to Simply Put. I am so excited to dive into the book of Romans with you guys. So over the next 16 episodes, we are going to just be looking at these letters from Paul. So to give you a glimpse into what these letters are talking about. So Paul is planning a mission trip to Spain, and he's writing these letters really to the church in Rome to introduce himself. And so in these letters, he's just summarizing what he's going to be preaching about when he gets there. So in these 16 chapters, really we see an outline for everything we would need to know about God's great plan for redemption, and also just the way in which God loves you because he loves you because he loves you. So I'm so excited and expectant for the ways in which God's wisdom in these 16 chapters is going to draw us closer to him. And I can't wait to, just see where these episodes take us. So thanks for hanging out today, guys, and let's dive in.
Welcome to Simply Put, a podcast that has been brought to life with you in mind. Whether you consider yourself an all-in Christian or have never been introduced to the freedom found in God, this podcast is for you. While the Bible might seem complicated, God's message is rather simple. Every week, you can expect Britt to take God's word and break it down into something we can all better understand. Now here's your host, Britt.
All right, guys, we are just going to take a head dive into our key verse today. So Romans chapter 1, verses 11 and 12, it says, "I long to see you so that I may impart to you some spiritual gift to make you strong. That is, that you and I may be mutually encouraged by each other's faith." So what Paul is, he's saying here is this idea that I'm going to give you some spiritual wisdom that's going to make you strong. And it's that you and I may be mutually encouraged by each other's faith. So I have an honest question for you. Have you ever been discouraged by someone else's faith? And there's no right or wrong answer to this, but I know I have. I know that I have looked at the way in which someone else is walking. I know that especially when I was like in this lukewarm Christian phase, I would look at the way in which stronger Christians were walking and say, I would just never be able to live my life like that. And that's what I think is so interesting about this snippet from Paul. He says, "I long to see you so that I may impart to you some spiritual gift to make you strong. That is, that you and I may be mutually encouraged by each other's faith." So what does it look like to be mutually encouraged by each other's faith? Like, how do we go about encouraging each other in our faith instead of discouraging each other in our faith? And I think what makes this so difficult, and it's summed up in 1 Corinthians 12, verses 12 through 17, but this idea that there's one body and many parts. Because for some of us, we are a right hand and we don't understand why the left leg does what it does. Or for some of us, we are a left hand and we don't understand why the pinky does what it does. And so we're one part functioning in God's entire body. And it's really difficult, if we're honest, for us to understand why some people operate differently. Right? Can we be honest with that? Like, I know even I'm so guilty of this, guys. Like, in my own walk with Christ, like, I've walked and I've said, well, if they just did it like this, then it would be easier for them. Or if they didn't act like that, or if they weren't passionate about that, or if they just served to a greater capacity, then blank, blank, blank. Here's what I love about God is in you, he has given you and me a specific passion and a specific calling on our life that can only be filled by you. That's why that Hebrews 12:1 verse about running the race that is set before you is so powerful. Because here is the truth, is there is a race for you to run that only you can run. And the only way for you to encourage others on their journey is when you are running the journey that is set before you. I think about it like this, okay? So I ran a ton of like half marathons and marathons for many years. And what I find so interesting about these marathons and half marathons is the camaraderie behind it. Very rarely will you pass a person that's going to be like, you should really slow down because you're never going to make it. You know, when we're all running the race, when we're all have one finish line, when we're all trying to get to the same place, there's something so powerful about people coming alongside of you and saying, you know what, like we run at a little bit of a different pace, but I'm going to run this with you, or I'll be right in front of you, or I'll be right behind you, or I'll be waiting for you at the finish line, whatever it is. And I remember so specifically my very first marathon, I ran with two women. So Missy, Jamie, and I, we linked up on mile 2. And obviously there are a lot more miles to go when you are running a marathon. And we ran at different paces at different times, but for some reason our paths always wound up crossing again really closely to each other. And whether someone was a little bit further ahead or a little bit farther behind, when our paths synced up, it was this mutual encouragement of like, you're going to make it to the finish line. You just have to keep going. Like you have to keep putting one foot in front of the other and keep stepping towards that finish line. And I think that's what Paul is calling us to, this idea that eternity is the finish line. That's what's so contradictory about our world right now is you're kind of given these like fake finish lines, like, oh, you get 1 million followers and you're at the finish line, but like eternity is the finish line. And so if we could wrap our brains around that, if we could wrap our brains around this idea that eternity is the finish line and every child of God is running the race towards eternity. So when your paths sync up, rather than looking at that person and saying, you know, you're not running fast enough, you might as well just stop. Looking at them and saying, I know you're tired. I know this race has been long, but look, we're going to finish this. And if I finish before you, I'm going to wait for you at the finish line. Like I will meet you there. And it's there in that spirit that says, you know what? We run different races. We do different things. We worship God differently. We serve differently. We are different, but the finish line is the same and the finish line is eternity. So just like Romans 1:12 says, that is that you and I may be mutually encouraged by each other's faith. If we could run the race that is set before us, encouraging those alongside of us, how much different might our walk with Christ be? And then just as I was wrapping up thoughts for this episode, verse 11 kind of struck me in a new way. It says, I long to see you so that I may impart to you some spiritual gift to make you strong. And then he talks about being mutually encouraged. So this idea that the spiritual gift of strength comes from mutual encouragement, that encouragement really like insinuates strength in our spirit, where when we can come alongside one another and encourage one another, then we build a new strength that is the spiritual gift. So what does it look like to be mutually encouraged? Number one, to be mutually encouraged, you need to be hopeful. You have to know that there is a finish line that is calling your name and you are in pursuit of that finish line. Like you have to be hopeful that the race you're running matters. It's hard to be mutually encouraging when you're unsure about where you're going. So first things first, you have to be hopeful to be mutually encouraged. Second, I would say just you need to be focused to be a mutual encouragement. You've got to be focused on the race that you're running. And this sounds so simple, but this is hard. I mean, this means constantly looking at the eyes of the Heavenly Father and saying, okay, God, like, where are we going from here? You have to be focused on the race He has set before you. Because just like running, if you ran with your head completely turned to the left, looking at the person next to you, you would run in the wrong direction. And if you ran with your head directly to the right, you would then also run in the wrong direction. But the only way to run the race that is marked out for you is to keep your eyes focused on the God that is in front of you because He goes before you. So to be mutually encouraged, we have to be focused. And then the next thing, just the last thing, is we have to be invested. To be a mutual encouragement, to use encouragement to give strength so that can be used then as a spiritual gift, we have to be invested into the mission of Christ. And so I was watching a documentary this weekend about missionary Heidi Baker and the work she's done in Mozambique. And she said something so powerful. She said, you know, we only focus on the one in front of us. And in that context of being mutually encouraged, we have to be focused on the one in front of us, the one next to us. Because if we're wrapped up in who's no longer around us, we're going to miss the very essence of the people that God has placed in our path during that time. And this is hard. This is so hard. This feels like tearing. This feels like loneliness. But what this is this is God's gift to us. That says, hey, I know that, you know, you've run this race with these people and that was such just an amazing time. And because I want you to be mutually encouraged, I'm going to put this person in your path right now. So stay focused, like stay with me here. So this idea that like focus on the one in front of you, stay invested with who God brings into your circle, and then trust his provision with where that relationship is going, but also just the pace in which you're running. So yeah, I long to see you so that I may impart to you some spiritual gift to make you strong. That is, that you and I may be mutually encouraged by each other's faith. My heart going forward, and this is something I'm even working on, is how do we mutually encourage each other in a time where like we're just like so all over the place with what we want. So we look at someone's life and we want that. And then we look at someone else's life and we want that. And we want this and we want that. And it's just like, I feel like what Paul is whispering to us is run the race that has been set for you to run. And as you run, encourage those that come along in your path. One destination. There's only one train out of here, guys. We got to get as many people on it as possible. That's the call of Christ. As many people on this train as possible. So be mutually encouraged. Know that through that encouragement, there is strength. And through that strength, there is a spiritual gift that is unlike any other. Thanks for hanging out today, guys. I'm just so excited to be back. So come back. We will talk about Romans 2 soon. And I just can't wait to see you guys. Have a great day. I think you can like, comment, subscribe, rate. I don't know. Whatever you want to do, you should do that. Whatever you don't want to do, don't do that. Have a great day. Share this with a friend. And go do something amazing to advance the kingdom of God. Like God is going to move through you. You just got to move. Bye, guys.